Here's the truth about evaluating franchise options that will challenge everything you believe. The franchise landscape is filled with choices that could impact your future. Today, we will explore effective strategies for selection. Prepare to uncover valuable insights that will guide your decision-making process. Let's delve into what makes an ideal franchise opportunity. In this lesson, you will learn how to assess your personal readiness for franchising by evaluating your health, finances, and risk tolerance. Next, we'll discuss how to select the right franchise industry by investigating market trends and personal interests. You will also identify and shortlist franchise opportunities through targeted research and networking with existing franchisees. Moving forward, we will evaluate and compare franchise options, focusing on fit and financial stability. Finally, you'll review franchise agreements and understand the importance of engaging expert advisors in your decision-making process. Choosing the right franchise begins with self-evaluation. First, consider the context. Will you pursue an independent startup or a franchise, which often offers lower risk and a moderate investment? Next, assess your personal readiness. Evaluate your health, family support, and your willingness to commit long hours. Take a close look at your financial capacity, including your assets, available working capital, and any existing commitments. It's also crucial to determine if you're comfortable fitting into a control system with set rules and procedures. Only after ensuring you fit well should you decide between a new franchise or a resale and then move on to selecting the right industry or brand. How ready are you for the challenges ahead? First, you must define your go or no-go based on health, assets at risk, working capital, and your tolerance for early cash flow dips. Assess your health and stamina. Are you fit for long hours and weekends without any conditions affecting your performance? Next, list your assets at risk, including savings and property, and set a hard loss limit that you and your family can accept. Evaluate your working capital capacity to see how much you can fund for essential expenses without outside help. Finally, consider your income drop tolerance and commitments. Can you navigate lower income during cash flow fluctuations while managing your bills? As we explore family backing and lifestyle trade-offs, consider the importance of family support in sharing both emotional and financial risks. Next, anticipate the disruptions that can arise, such as missed meals and lost holidays. It's vital to document each person's concerns to gain clarity and establish a reactions and concerns log. Additionally, having a home support plan in place will outline who manages childcare and errands during busy periods. Finally, discuss the realistic commitment to extra hours, deciding how many beyond 50 per week you are willing to give up. Navigating the landscape of franchising raises important questions. Can you comfortably adhere to strict guidelines, even when they differ from your preferences? Support from the franchisor is fundamental. You can expect assistance with significant challenges while managing daily operations yourself. It's vital to remember that sticking to the established system is crucial, so resist the temptation to personalize or alter the rules. These considerations will shape your success in franchising. Reflect on these aspects to ensure a proper fit with your franchisor's expectations. As you consider franchise options, think about your hands-on mindset. Are you prepared to engage in every aspect, even the dirty work? If not, you'll need to ensure your financial margins allow for hiring support. Next, reflect on your financial decision-making skills. Are you adept at navigating budgets and pricing, or will you need to build those skills? Finally, evaluate your marketing and sales capabilities. Can you effectively drive demand and promote your offerings, or should you plan for additional training or resources? Leadership and staff motivation play a crucial role in any franchise. It's essential to reflect on your ability to inspire and resolve conflicts effectively. Frequent job changes may hint at a need for stability. Ensure you're ready to commit to building a venture. Consider your comfort with relinquishing a steady income, as startup life can be unpredictable. Tolerance for entrepreneurial uncertainty is critical, as franchising still involves risks. Are you prepared to handle the pressures and fluctuations that come with this path? As we delve into industry trends and growth potential, it's essential to outline our framework objective, gathering evidence on sustained demand and a clear growth trajectory. Next, we analyze market demand, assessing whether it remains consistent and resilient across time and customer segments. We then explore the growth rate to determine if the industry is expanding, rather than plateauing or declining. It's also crucial to identify future trends or technologies that may reshape outcomes, influencing demand in significant ways. Lastly, we conduct a trajectory and durability check to see if signals indicate a sustained long-run growth potential. Understanding the competitive landscape is crucial for strategy. First, frame the lens by checking saturation, differentiation potential, and barriers to gain insight into advantages versus risks. Next, gauge market saturation by observing competitor density and signs of price wars or stagnation. Then, identify the differentiation potential by pinpointing unique values that can be defended by your franchise. Assess barriers to entry, which include setup costs, know-how, and brand trust. Lastly, create a positioning map to visualize competitors based on price and uniqueness, aiming for defendable edges. Understanding economic stability versus downturn risk is essential for industry assessments. First, frame the assessment by defining the industry's cyclicality and its sensitivity to spending, as this reveals baseline risks. Next, perform a cyclicality check to determine if demand is steady or susceptible to boom-bust cycles. It's also crucial to classify offerings as essential or discretionary to assess their exposure during downturns. Estimate the potential sales drop in downturns and evaluate your speed in trimming variable costs. Finally, model spending shift scenarios that include consumer behavior changes, like trading down or substituting products, and understand their impact on profit margins. As we navigate the regulatory landscape, it's crucial to define the regulatory scope relevant to your industry. Identify each jurisdiction and the agencies that govern them. Next, you'll want to compile a list of necessary licenses, permits, and certifications specific to your industry. Operational compliance must also be considered, covering health and safety regulations, labor laws, and environmental standards. Additionally, create a compliance cost model that encompasses initial fees and ongoing expenses. Finally, use a go-no-go checklist to confirm all required approvals and their budget implications. Evaluating the suitability of a franchising model begins with understanding scalability. Efficiently replicating units with simple operations and predictable demand is crucial. Next, standardization plays a vital role. Clear standard operating procedures and solid training ensure a consistent customer experience everywhere. Brand recognition is equally important, as a trusted brand can significantly shorten customer acquisition times. In the competitive franchise landscape, aligning these three elements is essential for enduring success. To ensure a successful transition into your chosen industry, start by mapping your passions and skills with industry demands. Identify what genuinely excites you in daily tasks, whether it's helping customers or solving operational challenges. Next, analyze your transferable skills, such as leadership or sales, to find where they align with industry needs. Record your experiences, including projects and certifications, to demonstrate your capabilities. Lastly, ensure your work style and values match the sector's requirements for a fulfilling career. As we explore evaluating franchise options, let's start with industry research. It's essential to scan current trends, assess market size, and analyze the competition for a clear perspective. Next, reviewing the franchise disclosure document is crucial for understanding the model, financials, and legal obligations of the franchise. Following that, Site visits provide invaluable insight into operations and customer satisfaction firsthand. Each of these steps works together to ensure a comprehensive evaluation of your chosen franchise opportunity. Searching for franchise opportunities involves several critical steps. Start by setting the discovery aim to clarify your learning goals, such as understanding key players and franchisor expectations. Next, map players and models by reviewing various brands and their operational approaches. Visiting existing franchisees provides invaluable first-hand insight into daily operations and support. It's also beneficial to leverage exhibitions and trade shows, where you can meet franchisors and evaluate fit quickly. Lastly, validate expectations early on to ensure alignment before engaging in formal discussions. As you explore franchise opportunities, the first step is to define your niche, budget, and territory, and to log your leads in a shortlist tracker. Next, consider the valuable resources available on various franchise websites like franchiseindia.com and franchisebazaar.com. You should also check trade magazines such as The Franchising World and Entrepreneur for insights into trends and rankings. Don't miss attending trade shows like the Business Opportunities Show, which provide direct engagement with franchisors. Finally, reaching out to existing franchisees is crucial to validating claims and understanding the support they receive and the challenges they face. Evaluating franchise opportunities requires a strong framework. Focus on four pillars to ensure your review is objective and comparable. Begin with a self-assessment. Align your strengths and lifestyle with the franchisor's expectations. Next, examine your financial capability, understanding costs and needed cash flow. To navigate competition, map industry players and gauge market share. Lastly, think long-term. Prioritize enduring demand and robust unit economics over fleeting trends. As we delve into evaluating franchise opportunities, it's essential to first clarify payments and promise support. Make sure to confirm the upfront fees, ongoing royalties, and any additional charges, while also listing the initial support that will be provided and its timeline. Next, meeting with the franchisor is crucial. Ask about their management processes and financial expectations to gain a clearer picture. Engaging in discussions regarding legal requirements can also provide valuable insights into the partnership's framework. Finally, consult existing franchisees to understand their experience, inquire about profitability, and the adequacy of training and marketing support they received. This multifaceted approach will guide you in making an informed decision. Meeting shortlisted franchisors begins with deep dive research into their business models, unit economics, and overall reputation. It's essential to validate all related documents, confirming the fees and support commitments stated. Prepare a set of targeted questions focused on profitability and franchisee satisfaction to guide your discussions. Next, build independent financial projections that include critical metrics like cash flow and break-even points, ensuring you can compare them with franchisor estimates. Finally, gather your logistics and an evidence pack, including your meeting agenda, financial assumptions, and proof of funds, to streamline the meeting process. As we shift our focus to evaluating franchise options, let's begin with information gathering. It's essential to clarify the franchisor's model, support systems, and performance metrics. Next, we must build rapport to assess alignment in values and leadership style. This relationship will be critical in ensuring a compatible partnership moving forward. Additionally, extend your due diligence by reviewing agreements and planning site visits to active locations. These steps will help validate your findings and enhance your decision-making process. When you evaluate potential franchises, consider their profitability margins first. Ask for details on average and median net profit margins by unit age, including typical break-even periods and unit closure rates. Next, delve into the training, marketing, and operations support offered, focusing on the onboarding process and ongoing resources. It's also essential to assess franchisee satisfaction levels, looking closely at support ratings and retention rates. Additionally, request market-specific financial projections for your territory to understand revenue expectations and necessary expenses. Lastly, clarify key legal terms and conditions, including all associated fees and rights, to ensure you're fully informed before making a commitment. Evaluating a franchisor's alignment is essential. First, we assess the framework focus, where fit equals values, leadership, and culture, all backed by evidence. Next, compare your purpose to their stated mission and lived practices for mission and values alignment. Then look into leadership strength and experience by appraising their track record, tenure, and decision transparency. Consider the culture and franchisee experience by noting daily behaviors and support. Lastly, validate your findings through evidence triangulation involving documents, meetings, and franchisee references. Evaluating franchise options is crucial to your success. Start by sending a thank you note within 24 hours, expressing your appreciation and highlighting key takeaways from the meeting. Next, capture insights regarding profitability, support, and leadership styles, ensuring you have accurate notes. Align on next steps by confirming any further meetings or information requests that may be necessary. Assess the brand fit by reviewing values and how well the model aligns with your goals. Finally, make a decision to shortlist, pause, or decline, and communicate this professionally to maintain relationships. To make an informed decision about franchises, consider creating a scoring checklist. First, evaluate the franchise organization based on leadership, their track record, and compliance. Next, assess the product or service, looking at market demand, differentiation, and profit margins. Then review the allocated territory to determine size, exclusivity, and demographics. For the franchise agreement, examine the fees, term, exit strategies, and obligations. Lastly, evaluate franchisor support, including training, marketing, operations, and field visits. Signing the franchise agreement marks a pivotal moment in your journey. This binding legal document outlines operations, duration, fees, and responsibilities. Certain core terms are non-negotiable, such as the franchise fee, royalty, territory size, termination conditions, and agreement length. However, there are operational terms you can negotiate to customize daily business practices. Be prepared for language that primarily favors the franchisor, enhancing their interests. Engaging experienced legal counsel is crucial. Focus on negotiating operational aspects instead of fixed commercial points. As we dive deeper into evaluating franchise options and selection, enlisting a franchise consultant can drastically elevate your planning process. They will conduct a thorough cost-benefit analysis, assist in brand selection, assess market potential, and guide you in location planning. After that, their support doesn't stop at launch. They can also help ensure your operations run smoothly, implement effective marketing strategies, and provide ongoing mentoring. Additionally, having a legal advisor is essential to ensuring compliance, reviewing your franchise agreement, and refining negotiation points. Choosing the right experts brings invaluable knowledge and clarity, while the wrong hire can lead to wasted resources and compliance gaps, emphasizing the importance of careful selection in your franchise journey. As we conclude this lesson, let's recap the essential steps for evaluating franchise options. First, comprehensive self-evaluation is crucial. Assessing personal health, financial readiness, and family support sets the foundation for your journey. Next, conducting industry and opportunity research helps you analyze trends, competition, and personal fit for suitable franchise sectors. Diligent due diligence involves using multiple resources to shortlist and fully evaluate potential franchise opportunities. Engaging with franchisors means preparing for meetings, asking the right questions, and gauging their credibility and support. Finally, your final decision involves comparative analysis and legal review, ensuring you understand agreements before finalizing your choice.